This is Kim Gordon with Wintrust Neighborhood News. As a reporter, it's my job to explore what makes Chicago's communities unique. In this episode, we take you to Skokie. The Illinois Holocaust Museum has a new exhibit looking at the life of an iconic Supreme Court justice. Chief Curator Arielle Weininger says the exhibit is based on the book RBG, The Life and Times of Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
It's all based in the fact that in 2013, RBG had five very public and strong dissents. And out of that, a number of people kind of took to social media and expressed their own frustration with what was happening in the court, but also were so proud of the dissents that RBG gave publicly.
And at the same time, that's how she got her nickname.
Through that time period, a number of people kind of took certain ideas to social media. One of them was, you can't spell truth without Ruth. And another was hashtag Notorious RBG, which was a Tumblr put together by a second-year law student at NYU.
The exhibit begins with a glimpse of her life as a young child.
You actually get to see a little bit of where she might have grown up in her apartment in Brooklyn. We then look at her elementary school. You see her going to college. And all along the way, you're learning about some of the discrimination that she, as a female, as a Jew, as a mother, as a young mother, faced in her own life that started shaping what she wanted to do as she headed into law and then eventually teaching law and working with the ACLU.
While you're wandering through the exhibit, you'll stop at 16 audio stations along the way.
You can see our home movies of the Ginsburgs that have never really been seen before publicly outside of this exhibition. There are a lot of different listening stations where you can hear her as a lawyer at the Supreme Court.
The exhibit also takes a romantic turn. RBG and her husband Marty were married for over 50 years.
We even have a little area set up that's about her husband Marty Ginsburg. He was they were a very progressive couple from the time that they met. They very much were equals in their marriage, and he specifically did all of the cooking in the family. So there's a whole area dedicated to their relationship, but real specifically about how it was Marty's kitchen in their home.
You don't have to be a legal expert to enjoy the exhibit. Weininger says it's geared to all ages.
Those who are lawyers or justices themselves, I think, will enjoy the exhibition, as will younger children who are just learning about how the United States government works, how the court system works.
There are also a variety of special events planned. RBG herself probably won't be making an appearance, but her two children will speak about their mom. Tickets and a full schedule of events can be found on the museum's website at ilholocaustmuseum.org. The exhibit runs through mid-August. Until next time, I'm Kim Gordon with WGN Neighborhood News, brought to you by Wintrust, Chicago's community banks.